And back now to Trump's tariffs, a wave of announcements from the White House on their new global trade order. We woke up to sweeping taxes on goods from around the world being sold into the US and the EU's case. It's a tariff of 15%, and the new deadline for all of this kicking into place is August the 7th. The Government Trade Forum meets today, and here's what Taoiseach Simon Harris said he hoped it will achieve this morning.
I'm convening the Government's Trade Forum this morning, bringing together key stakeholders, government agencies, government departments. I really see this as a chance to take stock and share insights on the EU-US trading environment, to consider preliminary analysis on the economic impact, but also to look at how we can control what is within our control, how we can find new and more opportunities for Irish businesses, and how we can work with them through this turbulent time.
Taoiseach Simon Harris. And Simon McKeever is Chief Executive of the Irish Exporters Association. Simon McKeever, good morning to you.
Morning, Anya.
You'll be at that trade forum meeting today?
I will indeed, yeah, I will indeed. And indeed, we were calling for it when we spoke to you on Monday that it should be convened because it does need to come together so we can, you know, share. And that's really what that forum is about. If government shares with us, you know, what's happening from their end, and we tell it from our end, from what our members are saying. And, you know, we did a flash poll, and it's with a small amount of our members, but just to give a sense of what people are saying when they look at a 15% mm-hmm. tariff, 31% may have to reduce employment, 31% may need to reduce investment, 19% may reduce employment. In terms of what kind of percentage of the tariff can they lay off, 35% of them are not in a position to swallow that tariff at the moment. And then you look at how long can they continue to absorb a tariff if they were. About a quarter of them can only absorb it for up to about 3 months. So, you know, this is very serious for us. The immediate thing for us, and what I have been trying to get clarity about, is when does this tariff kick in? We understand
the latest
it's now the 7th.
Is the 7th of August now, isn't it? At a minute past midnight US time.
Yeah, but like, will that change next week again? You know, so that and that. Yeah. I mean, just so your listeners understand what that actually means for companies that are exporting. You know, they're not going to ship goods on the high seas where it takes, you know, a week or more for the goods to get to the United States if that date is going to change. So they had been holding off for the original date. They then held off until the 1st of August. My sense is they will now hold off again until they see if there's any further clarity on that date. So it's a discombobulation in trade completely. So, you know, we need further clarity about that. It would be very useful. I heard the contributor earlier on this morning. It would be very useful to have a joint EU-US press release on this. All we're hearing is what's coming out of the White House, which is pretty shocking when you read the tone of it. So we would really like to get a joint statement which kind of lays all of that out. And, you know, I've said this before, you know, this is a deal with the President of the United States. It's not an institutional type deal, which would be a traditional deal. And you're dealing with an individual who's very volatile, who is politicising a lot of the, you know, the tariff decisions. You've seen what he's done with Canada as a reaction. So, you know, I would be concerned that anything that Ireland might do or that the European Union might do would change the terms of these deals going forward, because they're not binding. So for me, number one, clarity on the date. Number two, what's in and what's not? What's the story with pharma? Mm-hmm. Is it capped at 15%? What about spirits and alcohol?
Yeah, like, those are the questions, because, I mean, we're all talking about these trade deals as if they are an actual deal, but they're just headlines at the moment, aren't they? Because we don't know whether drinks and spirits are in and out. We don't seem to have exact clarity on what's happening with pharma.
No, I mean, pharma is very concerning, because there is still a Section 232 investigation going on. And you look at the global tariffs, there's two separate pieces of legislation governing tariffs in the States, that of the ones that we're seeing at the moment. There's the IEEPA tariffs, which is the reciprocal tariffs, and then you've all of these Section 232 investigations going on in various different sectors. Pharma, so will pharma be capped at 15%? Like, we're still subject to a result of that, which may cause Donald Trump to change his mind. So very concerned about that. All we've seen out of the EU is that there is an expectation that the US will stick to their side of the agreement on that. And just one other thing to kind of consider in all of this as well is there is a transport sector, a transport and logistics sector, which carry a lot of these goods. If there's any impact or downturn on our exporting, they will also be impacted. So they need to be considered in what we've been calling for, which is this tariff relief fund. And sorry, just in that survey, like, we asked members, what do you need? What should that look like? You know, one is tariff relief. So I talked about how do you lay off that tariff into the United States? It won't. For a lot of companies, they may not be able to do that immediately, but they will need to do over time. And like the word that kind of came out was support to keep momentum going. So, you know, companies have been growing. When I talked to a lot of our, you know, the business owners at the start of the year, they were, you know, very much looking forward to what would have been a very, very good year. But that mood has dampened now very much in the last few months. Market diversification. What does that actually mean? You know, going to different markets when it's very difficult to replace the amount of trade that we're actually doing with the United States. You know, so that's R&D money, it's innovation, it's marketing. You might need to change packaging. So,
and you've got the dollar weakness as well, because that's amounting to a tariff in itself at the moment, isn't it?
Well, but you know what? You look at the market's reaction to this, including the currency, the bond market and the stock market in the States, and you look at the stock market in the EU this morning, the futures are all opening up pretty much unchanged. So the markets are pretty much liking what Donald Trump is doing. And over the long term, you know, there is a deliberate policy from what we can see for the US to weaken the dollar. You know, it's a total upending of trade away from WTO rules to these individual bilateral relationships with the United States, where they're setting the tone. And until, for the European Union, until they can be much more independent on defence and security, I can't see that changing.
From WTO rules to Trump rules, Simon McKeever, Chief Executive of the Irish Exporters Association. Thank you.